True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. Hour three of Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Good morning to you. Thanks for starting your week with us. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, we start with yesterday's marquee game between the Eagles and Chiefs, what it means moving forward. We've got Sunday Night Football to talk about as well. In 20 minutes, we get you set for two games on Monday Night Football, the Bucs and Texans, and then the Raiders and Chargers as well. And then we have the Donkster and our best bets coming up in 40 minutes. Also, welcome to our audience on Stadium as we stream our final hour. If you want to stream us, easy to do. Just download the Bally Sports Live app or go to BallySportsLive.com. So, NFL football yesterday in Kansas City, a Super Bowl rematch, and this was a good game. Chiefs had a chance late, but it's the Eagles who end up winning 20-17. The Eagles laying a point. They're minus 115 on the money line. Total set at 47. The under hits early on. The Eagles handing the ball off to their bell cow.
There's Barkley right side, sprinting through the hole. Saquon Barkley is in. Touchdown, Philadelphia.
Call courtesy of Fox. Eagles on top 7-0 at that point. Barkley, 22 carries, 88 yards and a touchdown. Then in the fourth, Eagles on top 13-10, and it's the quarterback getting it done.
Hurst shoving his way in. He's in! Touchdown, Philadelphia!
Jalen Hurts, 16 yards on the ground, only throws for 101. But Chelsea, it's that Eagles defense to me that was so impressive in this game. They hold the Chiefs to 294 total yards. And for the first time in his pro career, going back to last year, of course, Patrick Mahomes has now lost three games as a quarterback. Big statement win for the Eagles here.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of narratives coming out of this game. And it's wild to me how we see the narrative swing and how much of a difference one play could mean to the entire narrative of a team, of a player. Because think about this game. And that one play where it went off the hands of Travis Kelce and the Eagles intercepted it in the end zone. And, you know, that was a huge swing and a huge turn of events. And the Chiefs could have very well won this game. And think of how different the talk would be if the Chiefs unseated the Eagles, the reigning Super Bowl champs, and won this game. But instead, we're talking about the Chiefs going 0-2. People are, you know, every headline that I've already seen is, oh, is the reign over for the Chiefs? Like, it's September. Like, we have seen the Chiefs not be a dominant team in quite some time. Like, in the year they won the Super Bowl, they were not a dominant team. Their defense was really good, but, you know, they had a ton of receivers out that year, and they were losing games at the end. And then last year was the flip side. It was they were winning all these really close games, you know, by the hair on their chin, and they made it all the way to the Super Bowl. So, like, the Chiefs have not been a dominant team in quite some time. But I don't think they're cooked. Like, there's going to be a lot of that today. It's like, the Chiefs dynasty is officially over. No, they're 0-2. And if anybody can crawl out of this hole, it's certainly the Chiefs.
I think for now, I agree with the
dynasty being over. Like, they're not the dominant team that they were, but they're still a very good football team. I think the, you know, the inclination is to say, oh my God, it's all over for the Chiefs. It's not all over. The days of maybe dominating the NFL are over. That's the Eagles now. Like, the Eagles are 17-1 straight up in their last 18 games. You know how hard that is to do in the National Football League? And so just like now, we see the Chiefs unable to get past the Eagles. It reminds me of the Bills unable to get past the Chiefs. I know we're talking about different conferences here, but now if the Chiefs want to move forward and win a Super Bowl, they're going to have to get past Philly, which is to say, if they even get there in the first place. The thing about Kansas City is that always gets me is that, you know, how quickly we throw in Tom Brady's name or any great's name whenever we start to see greatness again. It's like, oh my God, the next Jordan. Oh my God, the next Tiger. Oh my God, the next Brady. Patrick Mahomes, to tie Tom Brady's Super Bowl record, would have to win 4 more Super Bowls. He's won 3. Like, that's how incredible Tom Brady's run was. And everything has to fall into place. So forget about that for a second. Right now, the Chiefs need to focus on getting back to not being a team that's just kind of escaping games. Last year, they escaped games. They were 10-0 in one-score games. You can only do that for so long. And so this is kind of a transition period for Kansas City. When you have Patrick Mahomes at quarterback, you're always going to be very good. There's no question about it. But Kelce is in his last year. They're still figuring out the receivers. They're going to get some help when Rashee Rice returns and they get X back. But it's just not a dynasty, and it just goes to show how difficult it is to be a true dynasty like the one we saw with Brady. They're still a very good team, but they're not going to dominate like we've seen in recent years. I don't see it.
Yeah, can you imagine Patrick Mahomes going to another team at like age 42 or whatever and winning a Super Bowl?
Right.
That seems wild.
No.
Like, what Tom Brady did is absolutely incredible, and, like, obviously we need to have respect for it. And I do think it's kind of cool that they have Tom Brady on the call for this game. So he had a lot of great insight for this team and for this offense. But I will say this, like, here is a reason for pause for the Chiefs. Because in years past, they have won their division. So the postseason, I'm not going to say it was a cakewalk, but they've always had first-round buys. They've had home field advantage. Maybe this year will be different, and it won't be, you know, the easy, like, home games throughout the postseason that they are used to having. So some of this is relatively speaking to what the other teams in the AFC West do. So this is a big game tonight for the Chargers. We'll see if the Chargers continue to look like the best team in the AFC West. But again, it's September 15th. Plenty can happen. But on the flip side, like, the narrative for Philly has not changed. For me, they looked like they're the best team in football until proven otherwise. And Tom Brady brought this up, you know, after the game, is that not only are they a team that can win in dominant fashion, they are a team that knows how not to lose games. Because that was the difference. Yeah. You know, the interception for the Chiefs, they lost the game as much as the Eagles won it. So the Eagles did a great job of hanging on to the football. And also, you're not coming back to the Eagles. Like, if the Eagles have a lead and there's 2 minutes left in the game, like, good luck. Good luck stopping the run. Good luck stopping the clock. So there's a lot of things built in there, but the Eagles remain the best team in football until proven otherwise.
Yeah, and they just dominate on both lines of scrimmage. That's what makes the Eagles so good, is that, yeah, they have plenty of skill position stars, especially on offense, but at the line of scrimmage, are just so tough. Like, that defense is just no joke. And I know maybe the one area where they have some issues this year is the secondary. It didn't look like it yesterday. I mean, they made big play after big play when they needed to. And when Patrick Mahomes Patrick had his moments, but certainly the Eagles as a whole, it just looks like business as usual. And sometimes when they win, it's not glamorous or exciting. They just wear you down. And by the end of the game, you're just done.
Right. Like, and this was a rematch of the Super Bowl. So, like, we knew it was going to be a heavyweight fight. So, like, from my point of view, like, doesn't look like anything's wrong with the Eagles except for, like, maybe a Dory Jackson on the secondary.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, maybe he's their weakest link. But still, like, smooth sailing for the Eagles. And Jenks, I know as a Commanders fan, that's kind of tough to hear. But it does look like the NFC still goes through the Eagles. So let me ask you this. Do you think the Packers are in the same tier? Because we had this conversation the other day. I don't know if the odds have changed. I need to look. But after that Packers dominating win, they moved to the favorites in the NFC. And I don't know if that is especially warranted, especially now that the Eagles have another win under their belt against a team that they played in the Super Bowl.
I mean, man, I will say, I think the Packers are legit. It's that defense. It's that defense. And it's not just Micah. Micah just made them so much better. So when you see Detroit just get locked down and everyone's like, oh, my God, they missed Ben Johnson. The Lions offense is going to be terrible this year. They don't have their OC. And then they get out from underneath the thumb of the Packers and they explode yesterday, drop a 50-burger on the Bears. It's like, oh, the Lions are still really good. It's just that Packers defense. And we saw it against the Commanders. They beat up the Commanders. Jaden Daniels couldn't do anything. Half the time, there was nobody open. Like, the Packers defense, and they have plenty of talent on offense, as we know. That's one of the most complete teams in the NFL. That's the one team in the NFC, which is why they're both tied at plus 350 to win the conference, that can give the Eagles a run legitimately.
I think so as well, but I think that the tie goes to the team with more experience and the team that's won a Super Bowl, correct? Like, when you look at Jalen Hurts, he has played in the biggest of situations. So that experience is there. I'm not saying that Jordan Love hasn't played in big games, because we've seen him in the postseason as well. It's just, if you were giving me both of those teams at the same odds, I'm going to go with the team that's proved it in the postseason.
I mean, you're not wrong. And remember, the Eagles went there the first time, didn't win, and then went back and finally got it done a couple years later. It's not to say you have to lose a Super Bowl, but, man, those games are so tough to win. And sometimes when you've been there, you're not overwhelmed by the moment, and the Packers have not been there yet. The Eagles certainly have. Last night on Sunday Night Football, the Falcons beat the Vikings 22-6. The Falcons getting 3.5 points, Falcons plus 155. The total at 44 and a hook. The under hits. We were both on the Falcons yesterday, so that was nice. Kind of a sleepy first half. Falcons up 9-6 at the break. Only touchdown of the game comes in the fourth.
Second goal, and Algier walks into the end zone for the game's first touchdown.
That's Mike Tirico on NBC. Algier, 13 carries, 67 yards. Bijan, my guy, Bijan Robinson, doing most of the work for Atlanta. 22 carries, 143 yards. The story of this game, probably J.J. McCarthy struggling after that incredible performance in the second half in game one of the season. The Falcons get to him six times, bringing him down. He only throws for 158 yards and two picks. And Atlanta on the board for their first win of the season. Falcons looked good last night.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty in the first half, but the Falcons got the job done, and a win is a win is a win in the NFL, especially when you have to go on the road in primetime, especially with a young quarterback and Michael Penix Jr., because we talk about, oh, J.J. McCarthy's young. So is Michael Penix Jr. So we saw some youth from both of these quarterbacks at time, but the difference is that Atlanta had Bijan Robinson to rely on. Like, after that first drive of the game, you're like, okay, we're just going to give it to Bijan every single play because they can't stop the run, and they never did. So I don't know why the Falcons went away from Bijan at times in the red zone, but, you know, they got the job done, and luckily the Vikings offense wasn't getting much on the ground against this Falcons defense. So this was a big win for the Falcons.
It was huge. They've done a nice job of kind of retooling their roster. I know Double D's happy. That's his team. We're always thinking of Double D when the Falcons are playing. But their O-line is really good. And we saw that with Bijan. It helps to have Bijan Robinson. But their O-line is very talented. One of the better. I mean, this has got to be probably a top five unit in the NFL. And you have to really like the ceiling when it comes to the Falcons, because you know, we were discussing this, I think, in the first hour, where, at least in my mind, I'm like, Michael Penix has been playing forever. But he really hasn't. He has only, what, four or five starts in the NFL? Mm-hmm. Didn't take over until late last year. So we're essentially watching him in his rookie season. And so if he continues to improve as part of that offense, and they definitely have offensive weapons as well, you know, whether it's Pitts or Drake London, whoever it may be, and Bijan out of the backfield, if he gets better, coupled with what we saw last night, that really stingy defense, like, the Falcons are a team that I think could, you know, midseason we could be saying Atlanta is a lot better than we thought they were going to be and could actually challenge Tampa in the South.
I think they still need to get some issues fixed in the red zone. Because, like, that was a disaster in the red zone. Like, every single time, like, they were lined up for success. I'm like, all right, here comes a touchdown. No, they settle for a field goal.
Yeah.
So until they fix some of those issues, like, again, it's not the biggest problem because a win is a win is a win. But still, like, that's what you kind of expect from, like, a young team, is that, like, in the middle of the field, when they have space, they're great. But when, you know, the field collapses and you're in the red zone, it's just tougher. Like, we see that. Like, defenses have a better chance of stopping you when there's fewer yards to cover. So I don't believe in the Falcons that much yet. It was a good win, but I'm not ready to put them ahead of the Bucs.
Yeah, I mean, it's – we'll see. The Falcons were impressive to me. I think they worked those red zone problems out. Eventually, it's going to take some time. And also, look, Minnesota, when you have a Brian Flores defense, you're talking about a very good defense, and those defenses tend to really tighten up and get really tough, you know, when you get to the 20. So it's something to work on, but this was still a very convincing win where the Falcons defense itself just would not let Minnesota do anything. Coming up next year on the show, okay, we've talked about Sunday Night Football, we got into the Chiefs and Eagles, but now it's time for some Monday Night Football, and we have two games on the schedule. The Bucs down in Texas taking on the Texans, and then late game tonight, if you want to stay up late and watch some Monday Night Football, it's a battle in the AFC West, the Raiders hosting the Chargers. We're going to preview those games. I know Chelsea had a lot of prop picks coming up as well. We're going to get to all of that next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is a Daily Tip. Good to have you with us on the BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up here on the show, Bucs and Chargers. Both looking to improve to 2-0. We'll preview each game on the card tonight on Monday Night Football. You know what's amazing? You know who is amazing? Scottie Scheffler. Because here we are, the day after a weekend of football, and all he did over the weekend was win for the sixth time this year. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody, which I get it. It's that time of year. It's football. This guy has now won six times in consecutive seasons. The only other players to ever do that. He won the Pro Core Championship this weekend. Tiger, Jack, Arnold Palmer. That's it. That's the list. He's now won, this year alone, more than $27 million. And what's crazy is, this is how you know that you're the best of the best, when you see a headline like this in golf and you shrug your shoulders and you're like, Scotty, that's what he does. It's so impossibly difficult to do, and yet he continues to do it. It's amazing.
Yeah, and I think you can tell by the odds that they put on Scottie Scheffler to win golf tournaments. He's like plus 200, plus 150 in a sport where usually an outright win You know, you can get a very good golfer for 8-1. Like, this used to be the prices on Scottie Scheffler and all the boys on the PGA Tour, you know, the big dogs. But now Scottie Scheffler is just so dominant, especially in some of these tournaments that don't have the field that, you know, the majors do. Because it was him and Ben Griffin going toe-to-toe, and I do feel for Ben Griffin here. But still, like, it is wild what we're seeing from Scottie Scheffler, and I understand it's football season, but Scottie continues to do absolutely dominating things while having some balance in his personal life. It's crazy, because I feel like we are led to believe that greatness is only achieved when you have a singular focus in your life and you're a psycho about details, about everything. You are solely focused on your sport. But Scottie Scheffler is also, like, a good person, or at least from what we see. Feels like he's a great dad, a great husband. So it's just crazy what he's doing while having it all. Like, I feel like you hear that term for, like, working women, but, like, Scottie Scheffler's doing that too. He has it all. I mean,
he has it all. Oh, is Scottie cooking dinner tonight after a long day on the course?
Probably.
He sure is. He probably is, actually. You know? I mean, this guy, I mean, he goes to jail, he comes out. Unbelievable. He's like, he spent a little time in a poke. He came out just fine. You know, the guy does it all. Doesn't matter. You can't stop him. It's good for
him.
Well,
because we can joke about him being arrested because, like, it was such, like, a bizarre deal. Like, it wasn't that he was, like, out in Las Vegas with strippers.
Oh, right. No. Not at all. But, I mean, you know, even he said, look, there's a text thread and my mugshot is all over it. So he just continues to, but good on him. And I think it's amazing how he is able to control his emotions in a way that definitely sort of hides this really fiery competitiveness. If you talk to anyone who knows Scotty or who has played with him, like not on a PGA Tour event, like playing a round of golf, apparently he just talks a ton of smack. Like he's just always, which you wouldn't think about it, but it sort of makes sense when you think about underlying that demeanor is a competitor, which, you know, of course defines all the greats.
Right. There's two wolves inside of everybody. He's just very good at like keeping those compartmentalized. And here's the thing. Yeah. When you're as good at something as Scottie Scheffler is, I feel like talking trash would be so easy. Right? Because you have the ultimate bag of ammo. You're just like, well, you guys going to compete with me this week or what? That's all you have to say. Because it's hard to talk trash when you are a mediocre athlete. Like Pat Beverly, like that's difficult. But like when you're actually very good at what you do, all you have to do is say a sentence. And because it's so true, it like hits harder.
Absolutely. Well, who's going to hit tonight, Chelsea? Because we got a couple games to bet on. And I know you've got your props lined up and ready to go. Bucks and Texans in H-Town. Texans laying 2.5. Texans minus 145. The Bucks are plus 120. The total is set at 42.5. I like the Bucks. I like the points. Who do you like and why?
Yeah, I think I like the Bucks here. If I were to pick a side, just because for me, the Texans offense still looks like it's having some rust shaken off. And also, they have a ton of injuries that they're still dealing with. So we saw it in the first game. C.J. Stroud didn't have a lot going. And we saw this last year where the offensive line does a not a great job of protecting C.J. Stroud. Gave up the second most sacks of any offensive line in the league last year. So we saw this team only score a total of 9 points in their first game against the Rams. So I think that it's fair to have questions about this Texans team. Meanwhile, you look at the Bucks and the offense, despite suffering some injuries, no Chris Godwin, no Jalen McMillan, they have an embarrassment of riches, it feels like, on the offensive side of things. Because you just plug in Amika Igbuka and you're like, okay, he's a slot receiver. And he's amazing. You get all these rave reviews about somebody who is young, who is a rookie, who comes into the league. And everybody says he carries himself like a veteran. Then you get somebody as a quarterback in Baker Mayfield, who is an absolute gamer. And I feel like in these type of games, this is when he's at his best. You know, when you play in these primetime moments on the road, I think he kind of likes when people like count him out and when people like boo him. I don't think that's going to be the case here. But still, just based on the info in front of us, it feels to me like the Bucks. But I'm not ready to feel super confident in that because I do think there is a good team in there on the Texans. And maybe it was just a one-game sample size. And maybe it was just a matter of, hey, we're a little rusty. It's the first game of the season.
Oh, I mean, that can absolutely be it. Think about how many opinions change after a single game. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, the Rams have a really good defense too. So I know the Texans didn't score and it wasn't their best performance, but the Rams are one of those teams here we're going to be talking about. We both liked them before the season. They look really good. Matthew Stafford, of course, he's fine. He's banged up, but he's always fine. But when it comes to this game, I do need to see a little more from the Texans. They missed Joe Mixon in a big way. I just wonder if they can keep up with the Bucs, because the Bucs can score. You know, when Baker gets going, I mean, he can move on the ground. I know you've kind of looked at his rushing prop as well. Now they have Egbuka, who looks like he's going to be a stud, and you're adding him to that offense. And Chris Godwin is coming back soon. I just feel like that Tampa is too talented on offense, and that if the Texans need a score late in this game, like I wonder if they're going to be able to get it. So I'm going to go Bucs plus 2.5 here.
Yeah, I also think there's some good prop looks for this game. So as opposed to picking a side, I'm going to look at a couple receivers. I think you can go one of two directions when it comes to the Bucs, because I do think that's the best option to look on, you know, each side of the coin. So you can go the Mike Evans direction, which you don't even need that much of a handicap for Mike Evans, because he is such a stalwart. One of the best receivers in the league. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame. We know he has a rapport with Baker Mayfield. Last week, he had 8 targets, 5 catches, 51 yards. But the thing is, you are always playing a higher number on Mike Evans. He is a brand name, and you're going to have to pay for it. So the prop on him tonight is a bit higher. It is 68.5, 5.5 receptions if you want to play catches. And also, I'll say this. Like, I started off with him because he is from Texas, and they had a really debilitating loss against the Texans. I think it was C.J. Stroud's rookie season. And they asked, like, the Texans about this game as well, and, like, they remembered it. They're like, oh, yeah, that's one of the best games, you know, C.J.'s ever played in. But for the Bucs on the other side of the coin, Mike Evans remembers this game. And he was like, listen, it was a huge letdown. I had a bunch of my family there because he's from Texas. So I think the fact that this game is in Texas, Mike Evans is going to be super motivated. He's going to want to put on a show. And also, he's Mike Evans. So, like, again, I don't feel like you need much of a handicap there. But for me, I'm going to go with the player that has a lower number in this one. And I think he has just as high of an upside here. Amika Igbuka, he's going to be operating out of the slot, or at least that's what we saw at Ohio State. That's what we saw in the first game of the season. And we saw this for the Texans. They just gave up a huge game to another slot receiver. His name is Puka Nacua, who, granted, is still a very, you know, elite type of player, and he has Matt Stafford throwing him the ball. So maybe it's some of that built in there as well. But he torched this Texans defense for 130 yards, 10 catches on 11 targets. So if you're looking for a slot receiver that could do the same, maybe it's Amika Igbuka, because you read all the articles on him, and it feels like they're talking about Puka Nacua. Like, all these adjectives that they use describe him. Route running technician. Maybe he's not the biggest and fastest guy, but he is very good at footwork. He's good at reading defenses. Sounds like Puka Nacua. So if Puka Nacua can do it against this defense, I think Amika Igbuka can as well, especially with Jalen McMillan and Chris Godwin out. So I'm going to take his receiving yards prop of 53.5, and we're hitting the over.
I'm taking Mike Evans anytime touchdown at plus 150 here. Didn't get into the end zone last week because Egbuka got 2 touchdowns in his debut. But now, because he's established himself so quickly, and because of the reasons you mentioned, I mean, he's a different type of receiver. And, man, that offense, when they get Godwin, Matt, is going to be unbelievable. But you're not going to keep Mike Evans out of the end zone for long. And now defenses can't just focus on Mike Evans with Godwin out, because they have Egbuka to deal with. And also, just the nature of the way that Mike Evans plays the game. Like, he's so big and strong that if they get close inside the red zone, you know the drill. Baker's just going to throw it up and let Mike Evans go get it. And plus, it's a plus money. So if you get Mike Evans anytime touchdown, plus 150, I know it's not a high total there, so maybe there is some hesitancy, but I feel like that's a really good price and one of the best receivers in the game.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk you off of that. Like, just because Mike Evans is such a mismatch in the red zone, like, we've seen it. He's going to go in the Hall of Fame. So especially at that price, I think that is a solid look.
All right. Do you have any more plays in this one, or do you want to transition to Raiders and Chargers?
I do like the rushing props for both quarterbacks, but they're not my favorite plays. Like, I don't know. Quarterback rushing props are tough because, remember, they can kneel at the end of the game, and that can cost you some yards. So let's go on to the Chargers and Raiders.
All right, let's do it. The Chargers laying 3.5 tonight in Vegas. Chargers are minus 190. Raiders are plus 155. The total is 46.5 in Sin City. I am going to play this down from 3.5, and lay minus 130. Maybe you can find it at minus 20 and lay the three just because I'm going to buy the hook. Some people don't like doing that. I don't mind doing it for the purposes of this show, but I was so impressed by what we saw from the Chargers in week one. They look coached up and ready to play. They look like a team that's going to compete with the Chiefs in the division, especially now with the Chiefs off to that 0-2 start. And the fact that they've had extra time to get ready for this game, I think, is massive. Doesn't matter if it's week two, if it's week 12, an extra couple days of rest. And I'm just not sold on the Raiders yet. Like, they are going to improve. Now they have actual professionals running the show and, you know, and Pete Carroll and Geno Smith, and it's good to have them back together again. But I'm just not quite so sure that they can keep up with LA. That looks like a juggernaut. As much as you can tell from a week one performance, it looks like a team that is coming together and is a complete football team.
Yeah, on paper, it looks like the Chargers should be the play. And I think the key matchup is going to be the struggling Raider secondary against Justin Herbert, who looked amazing
yeah.
in the first game of the season. And we know the potential has always been there for Justin Herbert. I feel like the main knock on him is that he's had some terrible coaches at the helm, and it's been chargering in the second half, and maybe doesn't have the best postseason numbers, but none of those things apply to this game. Also, the Chargers have the better defense on paper. I know the Raiders got after the quarterback pretty well in the first game of the season, but last year the Chargers had the number one scoring defense in the entire NFL. Like, if you remember, a lot of those games were super low scoring, so maybe like pace of play went into some of that, but still a very stout defense. So for me, that's what it boils down to. I think Justin Herbert has another good day through the air. I also think props are going to be a good play in this game as well. I'm going to go with Keenan Allen. So somebody who took a bit of a sabbatical from the Chargers, went to the Bears for a bit, but now he's back. He has that rapport with Keenan Allen, had a big game. First game of the season, 7 catches, 10 targets, 68 yards and a touchdown. And I'll say this a lot when it comes to props. I'm looking for targets. I'm looking with somebody who is getting the looks and the opportunities to have a repeatable performance in the stats category. Because if it's a guy that gets 2 targets and just had 1 big catch that kind of, you know, skews the numbers, that's not somebody I want to bet on. I want to bet on somebody who has plenty of action. So Keenan Allen, I feel like, is the guy, and especially because you get a lower number on him. 53.5 is the number for him as well, as opposed to Ladd McConkey, who I think his number is in the 70s. I'm not saying he's not going to have a big game either, but we saw in the first game of the season, Justin Herbert airs it out enough to where everybody can eat in this offense. So I think Keenan Allen's going to be the guy for me.
I mean, he just fits, you know, with the Chargers. I mean, obviously Lev came back, but he was great in week one, and now with so much focus on those other guys, mm-hmm. I don't mind that play at all. Also, a bit of breaking news for you. So, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, Joe Burrow, quarterback of the Bengals, will need surgery. We thought this might be the case. And so he will be out a minimum of 3 months for the Bengals. Suffered a turf toe injury yesterday against the Jags. Bengals won the game, but now it is Jake Browning's show. And, God, this is just worst fears realized for the Bengals.
It just stinks for us as football fans. Because how many years are we going to say, like, oh, maybe this is the year that Joe Burrow wins a Super Bowl? And another year, it's probably not going to be the case. He's being wasted.
God, he just... So many injuries and a defense that is meh. Maybe he can come back just in time for the playoffs, but it's going to be dicey here from Cincy from here on out. Coming up next, now they're like a fresh week to make you some money. We'll do that and talk with the Donkster next on the Daily Tip on the Venom Gym. It is a Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network on a Monday. Getting ready for our best bet. Those are coming at you soon. Double D. All right, straight to start week with you. Monday Night Football tonight. Do Monday Night Football again this day. That's great. I'm Jinx. She's Chelsea. Donkster lined up and ready to go as well. So, Chelsea, you were telling me about the wedding you went to where everyone was watching Tennessee and Georgia. That was a hell of a game. But this was a Western-themed wedding. How was that?
Yeah, it was awesome. So it was at a farm. So it felt like very low-key. We got to pet all the animals. They had like 25 horses, I think, on the ranch. They had donkeys. Oh, wow. They had goats. They had quail. So it was just one of those things where it was like built-in like conversation pieces And it just felt a little less stuffy. Because sometimes when you go to like black tie weddings, there's almost like a feeling of anxiousness where it's like, you know, they spent so much money on this that like you hope everything goes right, you know, as opposed to, I don't know, like it just felt like they didn't have the nerves about it. So it just felt looser. So it was nice. It was relaxed.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. We went to Renfest, Renaissance Festival, out in Maryland. It was a great time. I didn't dress up this year because the lovely Catherine did, because she loves that stuff. And I almost did, but we got tickets at the last minute. But it was a great time. I love doing that stuff. It's amazing that they have all of these built-in, like these aren't temporary buildings. It's in the middle of this forest, and it's just one building after another. And they stay vacant for the majority of the year. And then come Renaissance Festival time, they just open up, they get populated, and it's just like this, it's like a secret city out in the woods. Like it's something to see.
Ah, it's like Spirit Halloween. When it's that time of year, it just pops up.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. We had a great time, and the one thing that kind of caught me off guard is that I was walking with Catherine, and we're just, you know, just enjoying the day, and I hear this guy behind me. I guess he was really close behind me talking to his partner, girlfriend, whatever. And I hear him say, "Here's the difference between me and Jared." And I was like, "Okay, well, I'm curious. I don't know who you are, but what's the difference?" And there's a pause, and he goes, "He likes to do a pile of cocaine. I like a dusting." And I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, that's not what I expected to come out of your mouth. I mean, I don't know this person, but that's the conversation I heard right behind me at Renaissance Festival. So good times all the way around."
Ah, well, sometimes better than others, depending on how much cocaine you do.
I guess so. My God. I was like, all right, you guys are having a good time. Well, we do have some breaking news that we want to get to before we get to our best bets, and that is that, confirmed by Adam Schefter online, it looks like Joe Burrow now is going to have surgery on his turf toe that he suffered yesterday against the Jags. So, again, he's going to be out for at least 3 months. And if you look at the calendar, what does that mean? It means best-case scenario, he maybe comes back for Cincinnati during the playoffs, but it is Jake Browning's show until Joey B returns. And remember, this happened in 2023 when Joe Burrow had a wrist injury, missed the rest of the season, and I believe...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That Browning went, 4-3 in 7 starts. So they've been down this road before. Yeah. So it's just a tough break for a Bengals team that finally starts the season 2-0. They've been waiting for a solid start to the season, a strong start to the season that has been plaguing them over the past few years. They finally get one, and now their starting quarterback is out.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a question of, when does Joe Burrow get back? And when he gives back, will he be at full strength? Because here's the thing. I think Jake Browning is a fine backup quarterback, and we've seen it. He can be fully serviceable and win games for the Bengals. But when it comes to the postseason, like, are you going to be afraid of the Bengals if it's Jake Browning? No, it does not strike the same fear into your heart as if it was Joe Burrow, the Stone Cold Killer of the Kansas City Chiefs, if he's at quarterback. So I think it's like the high end potential is now a little bit watered down for the Bengals.
Yeah, it certainly feels that way, man. They just can never quite put it all together. But if any of that changes here over the next few weeks, maybe they'll get some good news. But then there's also that potential where they say, we don't want to risk anything. We're not going to bring him back a couple weeks early for a wild card playoff game and risk him getting more injured. So who knows how that's going to play out. But regardless, bad news for Cincinnati on this Monday morning. All right. We've been talking about our favorite plays that we were thinking about putting on a card. So let's make it official.
Time to place your bets.
All right, Chelsea, let's go.
All right, best bet of the day is going to be on Chargers receiver Keenan Allen. I'm going to go over his receiving prop in this one. Going to go 50-plus receiving yards for minus 128 because 53.5 was minus 115, so I might as well be a little conservative and pay like a few more cents for it. So here's the thing. I like banking on guys who have a lot of targets and a lot of opportunity in the offense. And we saw that in the first game of the season for Keenan Allen. 7 catches on 10 targets. Anytime you're getting double-digit targets, that is a great thing, especially when we know the established connection is there. Before Keenan Allen, you know, went to Chicago, he was with the Chargers. So he knows, you know, how to operate in a Justin Herbert offense. Also had a touchdown last week. And plus, the matchup is good. I would not be shocked if, like, this is a very back-and-forth game because we know the Raiders are probably going to sling it with Geno Smith. But we also saw the secondary give up 276 yards through the air to the Patriots. Also gave up a 100-yard receiver to the Patriots in Kayshon Butte. So I think Keenan Allen has a big game in this one, and plus you get a 50 for minus 128. I think he can get to this number. I'm going to go with that. Keenan Allen for my best bet tonight.
All right. I got a couple baseball plays, and then I'll do a football play as well. How about Cubs-Pirates, first five under four and a hook? It's minus 125. Braxton Ashcraft going for the Buccos. Jameson Taillon going for Chicago. Ashcraft, kind of been a hybrid reliever starter role for the Bucs. He won't go long in this game, but he's been really, really good. I mean, only given up 2 earned in his last 16 and two-thirds. Jameson Taillon going for the Cubbies. 9-6, 4.15 ERA, but giving up 2 runs or less in 4 consecutive starts. I think this is a lower scoring game, and you know how cold the Pirates can be. First five team in baseball at home. So first five under four and a hook is minus 125.
Yeah, we got a lot of plays. All right, so I got another prop in Monday Night Football. This one's coming for the Bucks and Texans game. Gonna go with Emeka Egbuka over 53.5 receiving yards for minus 115 in this game. This is based on the fact that we saw this matchup for the Texans in the first game of the season against a very good slot receiver in Puka Nacua. Puka Nacua, what did he do in that first game? Oh, he torched him for 130 yards on 10 catches. So maybe Emeka Egbuka is not gonna get the target share that Puka Nacua commands. But still, Emeka Egbuka, when you read about him, it feels like you are reading about Puka Nacua. He is a slot receiver. He is a technician when it comes to route running. He is somebody with really good footwork, and he's very good at reading defenses. So if somebody with that profile already torched this defense, why can't they do it again? Especially when Emeka Egbuka came out the gates with a really good game, 4 catches, 67 yards in game one. So we get a 53.5 on him in this game. Let's hit the over for minus 115.
All right, good luck, Chelsea. One more baseball play before we talk some football here. Let's go Yankees on the run line. Minus 115 at the Twins. Just a good spot to fade Minnesota. Really, any game is a good spot to fade Minnesota. Simeon Woods Richardson on the mound for the Twins. He's given up at least 3 runs in 5 straight appearances. Carlos Rodon going for the Pinstripes. Obviously, a huge mismatch there. He has not allowed more than 2 runs in any start in more than a month. Faced the Twins back on August the 12th, gave up 1 run over 7 innings. Yankees won that game 9-1. Twins have fallen off since the All-Star break. They were sellers. They're 3-7 in their last 10. Neither of these teams great on the run line, but I think the Yankees are the exception tonight. We'll go Yankees run line minus 115 in Minneapolis. And finally, yeah, we're going to do some football. I'm going to buy the hook of the Chargers game. Go Chargers -3, take it on the Raiders. I just love what I've seen from Jim Harbaugh. We know he's a hell of a head coach. They look awesome in Brazil, taking on the Chiefs. That defense looks fantastic, and I love the fact that he's handed the keys to Justin Herbert and said, yeah, I like to run the ball, no question about it. I want to play power football, but also I have a franchise quarterback. We're going to throw it around as well. This is a well-coached team. They have the extra rest, and I'm not really worried about the Raiders and their home field advantage in Vegas. I mean, it's still the Raiders, and they'll get there eventually. At least they have Pete Carroll in. But the real advantage here for San Diego, or not San Diego, for LA, is the Chargers going up against that Raiders secondary, a real weak spot for this Raiders defense. So let's go Chargers minus three tonight in Sin City.
Go, Chargers, go. We need that clip of Arnold Schwarzenegger. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Go, Chargers, go.
Go, Chargers, go.
There you go. That was better.
I forgot about that. That took me back there. All right, we got to get to Joe O, find out what's coming up next to Bet Sweats. But before that, we bring in the Dogster. Dogster, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
That's your first question? We just did a 3-hour show and you're asking me how I'm doing?
Well, yeah.
You're micro. You're looking at this from the wrong perspective. What do you want? You want us to do a 5-hour show to keep you happy?
Just checking in on you, man. That's it.
Give me some respect instead of micro-analyzing every little thing. This is ridiculous.
Okay. Oh, God. All right, well, do you at least have a play for us?
I do. Bucks plus 2.5 at the Texans.
Okay, that's good. Mm. Joe O, here, ready to go. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, great. Camera's not working. We're off to a great Monday morning. The area is in a shelter in place. I don't know anything about the NFL because Daniel Jones is great and Russell Wilson's great. Like, it's all very confusing. On? I know.
But it's week two of the season. Like, I feel like there's always these, like, wild takes. Like, remember, I think, was it last year or was it the year before when, like, Justin Fields beat the Niners or something? Like, oh, the Bears are for real. How long does that ever last? The Bears are for real? Come on.
Was it? Yeah, tell me about it. Was it last year? The Saints had a great start, and now they're
fell off.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yep.
Joe O, good luck with the camera. Thanks for being with us on this Monday. A great way to start the week. That's it for us here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For the entire crew at Chelsea, I'm Jinx. Hope you have a great Monday. We'll see you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.